Jeanette Quinones is a 36-year-old Gravita 3 Para 3 who presented to the office last year with pelvic pain. She had a one-year history of gradually worsening pain in the pelvis. Initially, it was just during her menstrual flow, but now she has at least mild discomfort at all times. Intercourse used to be painless, but it has become painful, particularly with deep penetration over on the left side. If she redirects him at a different angle, then it doesn't hurt. When she was a teenager, she had painful menstrual cramps and was treated successfully with birth control pills. She had her first pregnancy at age 28, followed by a year of breastfeeding. Her next pregnancy was at age 30, with 6 months of breastfeeding. Her last pregnancy was at age 33, with another year of breastfeeding. Following her last pregnancy, her husband had a vasectomy. When I examined her, she had generalized tenderness throughout the pelvis, but particularly on the left side. I did a combined rectovaginal exam and could appreciate several tender nodules along the left uterosacral ligament. I didn't feel any masses. I obtained cultures for gonorrhea and chlamydia, but my suspicion was relatively low for an STD. I then performed an ultrasound scan and found the uterus and ovaries appeared normal, but there was some free fluid in the cul-de-sac. Based on her history, physical findings, and lab tests, I concluded that she likely had endometriosis as the source of her pain. A number of facts would support that. The birth control pills would have suppressed endometriosis through the teenage years and mid-20s. Each pregnancy and subsequent breastfeeding would have suppressed endometriosis until her mid-30s. Because her husband had a vasectomy, she no longer was using birth control pills, which allowed her endometriosis to flourish. The history of steadily worsening pelvic pain and dysmenorrhea over the last 6 to 12 months is typical of endometriosis. The tender nodules in the cul-de-sac are usually always endometriosis, but often can only be felt on rectal-vaginal exam, not on a vaginal exam alone. I told her my diagnosis and that I was about 95% confident of it. I explained that if we were to perform laparoscopy, I could confirm the diagnosis and rule out any other problems, but I didn't think that was necessary for her to have the surgery, at least not at the moment. Instead, I recommended we initiate treatment and look for resolution of her symptoms. I suggested she go back on birth control pills, not for the contraceptive benefit, but to suppress ovarian function and suppress endometriosis. For this, I suggested a levonorgestrel-containing birth control pill that she would take continuously without any breaks. This dosing schedule is most likely to suppress ovarian function. Using birth control pills in this way, I'd expect some minor improvement within 3 months, some major improvement within 6 months, and complete resolution of her symptoms within about a year. I also told her that there were some other medication alternatives, notably Lupron and Danazol, each of which suppresses ovarian function but in different ways. They each have significant side effects and are not believed to be more effective in treating mild to moderate endometriosis. For severe endometriosis, they may be somewhat more effective. Similarly, there are surgical options for treating endometriosis. Through the laparoscope, we can identify and vaporize endometriosis implants and remove endometriomas if present. Relief of symptoms is usually fast but fleeting, as the symptoms can return fairly soon, within a year or two, unless ovarian function is suppressed, for example, with birth control pills. The definitive permanent surgical solution to endometriosis is hysterectomy, and in some cases that represents the best solution. But in others, hysterectomy is too drastic a response to this clinical problem that can often be controlled effectively with medication and that will disappear at the time of menopause without any treatment at all. So I started on birth control pills, and a year later she's virtually pain-free. I plan to keep her on birth control pills until menopause.